BBC Wiltshire, the Sunday Breakfast Programme with me, Sue Davis, 10 minutes past 8 on this New Year's Day. And of course, news of what's been going on around the world that actually affects us here in the county. And the army in South Sudan saying something like 6,000 warriors from the Luan Nuer tribe have attacked the town of Pibor. That's home to the rival Morele tribe. Now, a military spokesman has told the BBC that a hospital and parts of the town have been set alight. On Friday, the United Nations deployed more troops to Pibor, but they reported to be only about 800 soldiers actually defending the town, thousands of people already fleeing. The region, and the reason why it connects with the Syrian Wiltshire, is that there are very strong links with the Diocese of Salisbury. Its Archbishop recently visited the county, and joining us now on the line from South Wiltshire is the Bishop of Salisbury, Bishop Nicholas Holtham. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Sue, and good morning, everyone.
It's very strong links, as I mentioned. So normally we start a year with a degree of optimism. How much of a knockback is this news that we're hearing coming out of South Sudan?
Oh, I think it's very serious. The link with the Salisbury Diocese has been running on for 38 years, and as you say, Archbishop Daniel Deng visited in December, and I was in Juba, the capital of the South Sudan, in November. So this is part of building our relationships, and it's an important link for lots of people in the area. It's a huge, huge new country, and there was lots of optimism last July when they gained their independence. But when the Archbishop was here in December, he told me that he would be spending January in the region of Jonglei, travelling around trying to make peace between these two tribes, and the dispute is about cattle. Over 700 people were killed in a raid in August. And this is revenge. The Luan Nuer are seeking revenge from the Merli, and they're frightened. Tens of thousands of people are on the move. And the United Nations are trying to deploy troops to calm things down and to create peaceful circumstances again.
But what role then? You mentioned the United Nations. I mean, are you concerned that they won't be able to contain this violence?
This is a country which, since its independence in 1956, has experienced war and conflict for over 50 years. This is a country that is used to conflict as the usual position. And it's really struggling to create peace, not just on the border between the north and the south, but within its own people and within these tribal conflicts. And so this is a very serious situation.
So what should the role of the church in Sudan be doing to try and bring these two tribes together? And indeed, is there anything that can be done with the Salisbury Diocese and these connections with South Sudan?
The Archbishop was going to spend January travelling the region, moving from one group to another. They've been laying peace negotiations very carefully over the preceding months. And by talking to each of the tribes and saying, what do you want? What do you want from each other? And how can we make peace? It's in nobody's interest for slaughter on this scale. Over 1,000 people have been killed in the last few months on both sides. And so the task for the church is to get people talking to each other and to see how they can live with one another.
But how do people of faith show love at such difficult times?
Well, this is a problem right through the world, isn't it? We're in the Christmas season. And the story of Jesus coming into the world is of God coming and building peace among us and between us. And so what Christians are called to do is to seek the ways of peace. And the church is a very major part of those communities. And so actually getting people talking on both sides in this tribal conflict and trying to build trust between them when trust has broken down to such a high degree.
Is it inevitable, do you think? Then you mentioned Archbishop Dr. Den talking about the problems between the tribes. Because a new nation, there are these sort of birth pangs that we have seen sort of historically. Is it something perhaps more sinister then, or worrying that could be perhaps more long-lasting?
Well, it's certainly deep-seated, and these aren't just the birth pangs of a new nation. These are the conflicts that go back a very long time. And what has shocked me in getting to know the Sudan is the way in which people there have lived with conflict in their life for more than a generation. And therefore, it's extremely difficult to build peace. And they're fighting on a number of fronts because there's this conflict. There's a conflict in the south where the Lord's Resistance Army are still coming in from the Congo and the northern Uganda. They're still trying to work out the relationships with the Republic of the Sudan, the northern Sudan. And so this is a really complex place. And they're going to need help from the international community. And they're going to need help from Britain. Historically, this is a country which, till 1956, was under our governance. And in the churches, there's a very strong link where there's a lot of coming and going, so people will know some of the people involved, they will know the area and the region, they'll pray for the people.
And you mentioned sort of international help and what Britain can do. There is this line, isn't there, between helping and interfering. How do we draw that line?
That's a line that's worked out very carefully through international law. But what the South Sudan desperately need at the moment is the interest of the international community. The United Nations have a very strong presence there. They're building a country, and they're building from very few resources. A population of over 8 million people, 90% of whom live on less than a dollar a day. This is a really poor place, the like of which it's very difficult to imagine.
So someone sitting in Salisbury this morning, listening to this, or in Wilton, and they know of that connection that the Salisbury Diocese has with South Sudan, what can they do? What would you ask of them this morning?
You'll find that a lot of people have a connection with the South Sudan, and there are very strong links between all of our churches. So I'd ask people to pray for the people of the South Sudan, to pray for this conflict, to pray for the people who are seeking to make peace, and to pray for people in the international community to recognise that there's something that could spiral out of control very easily.
Bishop Nicholas, thank you very much for joining us this morning.